Hello, my CNC brother or sister. I'm Garrett with IDC Woodcraft, and welcome to this CNC business podcast where we are learning what it takes to build a successful CNC business. This is episode 8 of a mentoring series where I am mentoring Kate Tucker, a CNC sister who has worked to try to create a business and was all over the place and finally came out to ask for help and so generously offered to do it publicly so that not only she can learn, but you can learn as well. In this particular episode, we are going to learn about the one thing, one of the important things that we have to adopt in our mind that most people struggle with, and that is a money mindset. Now, we'll get back to this in just a moment. The first thing I want to share with you is this is episode 8 of a 10-part series. And to listen to just this episode, if you're serious about starting a CNC business, there's a lot of mindset that has to change. If you feel like you're trying to get into business and you're struggling, and you don't know how, business is a very different animal than being on the consumer end. And so we have to come at it from a business perspective. And there are a lot of different aspects of that perspective. And one of them is this very important topic that we are going to cover now. And to start this off, business is a mindset, meaning you have to have business in your mind in order to run a business. Business ownership is an identity, and we have to shift our identity from what we were to what we want to be, and that is a successful business. So a business is not a business if you're not making a profit. You have to be able to make a profit. Otherwise, you just have a hobby. But one of the things that I have seen far too often in people who are trying to create a business is they don't have the proper money mindset. Now, this is an uncomfortable topic for a lot of people because there's this conception that money is bad, or money makes the heart go evil and what have you. And this is absolutely wrong, at least when it comes to business. You don't have to be greedy to have a lot of money or to have a successful, profitable business that generates a lot of money. You have to have a money mindset. And so rather than try to explain why a money mindset is so important, we're going to allow you to listen to this whole podcast so you start to get the gist of what this money mindset thing is all about. But I do want to say that the world does revolve around money, and we have to get used to that idea, and we have to accept it and embrace it and know that there is plenty of money out there. There's a stupid, ridiculous amount of money out there. Nobody at the end of the day should be without money, but the reason they are is because they don't have a money mindset. So that is the premise of this whole thing. If you are uncomfortable with the topic of thinking that you have to look at money in a positive way, and you have to change your thoughts about some ways that you perceive wealthy people, then maybe this podcast is not for you. Because we have to embrace those who have money. We have to celebrate for them. It doesn't matter if we like them or not. We have to celebrate. This is the foundation. If we have a bad attitude about people who have wealth, you can never have it yourself. You will never have a successful business because your own mindset will prevent you from getting good profits. So with that, we're going to dive into this podcast, this very, very important podcast, where money mindset to have a successful business is an absolute requirement. If you want a successful business, you have to embrace these kind of concepts. So with that, we are going to get into this and talk to Sister Kate.
Well. Hello, my CNC brothers and sisters. I'm Garrett with IDC Woodcraft, and welcome to Wednesday Night Business Talk, CNC Business, where we are doing mentoring with our CNC sister, Kate, and hoping that this is helping you along the way with your CNC business interest. So This is the seventh time that Kate and I have been talking, doing this mentoring, and we're watching the comments as we roll along. So what this is, if you have not been on this live stream before, this is literally teaching you how to get in the right business mindset so that you can create a successful business the right way with the right understanding of how business works. Business, many of the people who get into business, not just CNC creators like you, but virtually anybody, if they don't have a true understanding of what their business is about, their business objectives, the customers they're trying to target, and their own personal objectives in the whole thing, then we end up floundering. But there's business takes, it's a skill, right? Many of us come out of the workforce and as an employee, and then we want to start up a CNC business to supplement our income, give us full-time income, knock it out of the park, all of which is very possible. But we have to look at things in a very different way than we used to when we got a paycheck. So I'm not going to wait to bring Kate on board. I'm going to bring her up right now. So this is Kate and
Hi.
Kate Tucker. And she has some time ago asked me to start mentoring her. We've been friends for quite a while. And instead of leaving her hang out in the wings, I just decided I'm just going to bring her in and then we'll talk. Actually, kind of the whole thing in this what we're going to be talking about, which is money mindset. Okay. And it's all about when you set goals and objectives for yourself, which is what you have to do in business. You have to like just drive that goal into your head and set your goals a little bit beyond comfort. And if you stay with it and if you stay focused on it, eventually the universe, God, whatever, is going to deliver that to you. But I've said to you before, Kate, what you put your energy towards, right, what you focus on expands. And one of the things I want to share about Kate here and why I mentor her is because she has the tenacity. She has the inner drive to succeed. And sometimes we don't see our own abilities, but other people who have been through that journey can see it in other people. So I do know that Kate is going places. She doesn't see it yet, but
oh, I
she's
appreciate
starting
that.
To. And so we got Richard, Jack, Brent, John. Oh, I got a whole bunch here. Hello,
I
everybody.
I saw somebody from Barbados in there, Brian.
Oh, very,
that's pretty cool.
Very cool. Nice. Tammy Jones. Yeah. Tammy's back. Yeah. Hi, Tammy.
Very nice to see you again. I see John Mark's morning to you both. I wonder where John is.
Yeah, but John.
Nova Scotia. Very cool.
All around the world.
Nice.
Yeah. This is the greatest thing about being in an online environment. You get to know people all around the world. Right.
Oh my gosh. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Ellen's and, in here. That's awesome.
So,
well, welcome.
So,
welcome.
Yes. Welcome, everybody. And who am I? First of all, I'm Garrett. I am the founder and CEO of IDC Woodcraft. Oh, I pointed it the right way this time. So IDC Woodcraft is, for all intents and purposes, a CNC router supply company for you. And also, I teach on YouTube about the Vectric software, how to design your projects, how to work your CNC router, and the gear, everything for beginners, and I teach about business. So, so that's kind of, I guess, maybe how Kate found me. And so
it is.
I have been mentored for a good 4 years now, right? And that has led to a successful company, right? And doing something that I love, right? This is the whole thing about your business, trying to find that thing that you love to do. And so, all right. So Kate, why don't you say hello, give your elevator speech real quick. So those who have joined us for the first time know who you are. We currently have 55 people on board and also everybody has a thumbs up or a like button. Why don't you give that a press? Say okay, thanks for taking the time out. Okay, Kate, say hello. Tell us who you are.
Hey, well, hey, everyone. I'm Kate Tucker. I am the owner of Rise and Shine Wood Signs. I've been a sign maker for quite some time now. I had a very successful craft business and had been incorporating woodworking into that. And then I decided I wanted to, per se, up the ante on my business. I went from working with a Cricut to a large vinyl machine. And then the market was really oversaturated with wood signs. So I decided to invest in a CNC machine. I had absolutely no idea about a CNC machine before I purchased one, just what I had watched on YouTube, which was a lot of hours. And I had a little bit of graphic design experience just from working with different softwares and sign creation. So I kind of had an idea how to work the Vectric software, but I really had no idea about anything else related to this CNC machine back here. I have a Onefinity X50 Journeyman. I really love it. I'm super excited to share a little bit of my journey with you and all the different things I have coming down the pipeline for you. So that's where I'm at right now and doing all this mentoring, trying to take my business to the next level.
Okay, good. And one of the things that when not just you, Kate, but all who's listening, when you want to grow a business, you have to come to a point where you realize that you don't know what you don't know to make that business grow, right?
And absolutely.
That's what Kate realized, and that's why she asked for help. And Kate has gone through some uncomfortable awarenesses as we've gone along, and you've gotten quite vulnerable on a few things. So last week, we've talked about avatars. We talked about what did we talk about last week? I'm drawing a blank for the moment. But one of the things that we talked about last week, and I was talking about money mindset. And then I said wealth mindset. You said, oh, I like that better. Right. And yes. I like the idea of wealth mindset better than money mindset. And there are quite a few comments that I, as we're watching this, and there's, I could see the, when you get to a certain level, you can read through words, what the words that people used and how they use them tells us. I can see a lot in what they say, right? And so what I was detecting was, and from my own experience in the past, that the discussion around money itself makes people feel uncomfortable, right? And when it comes to business, one of the things there's two things that we have to become to have a successful business. The two things we have to become aware of and accept is, number one, we have to be good givers, right?
Amen. But
we also have to be good receivers. We have to give, and we also have to have our own sense of worth of receiving. In business is a transaction for product or service for money, right? And
yes.
And so we have to have a successful business, to really feel good, like we're not struggling, like we're doing something that we want to do, we have to have a good money mindset up here. As I've said every single time, all business is here. And business is not a business if you're not making a profit. Or in other words, if you're not making money, right? And so
you've got a hobby.
Yep. And money makes the world go round, right? Money is
very realistic. Yes.
Yes. There's love, there's money. There's two separate things. They both make us happy, right? They both serve their own separate purposes, right?
Right.
So money is just like our relationships with, you know, our friends, family, people, our interaction with the world. That's an exchange of good energy or bad energy, right? We've experienced that with a couple people who've commented on posts, right?
And that's
a huge, huge reveal of what's going on inside of them.
Absolutely. Yes. So,
yeah. And so when people are like that, they have a very negative mindset. They have a hostile view on the world, right? Oh, yeah. When I showed you the picture last week of Donald Trump, right, you responded excellent, by the way.
Oh, okay? Well, good.
Yes, because, and I want to explain why. So if you weren't at this little mentoring thing last week, I flashed a picture of Donald Trump up on there, and I wanted some gut reaction feedback from people. And it was kind of a what the hell is he doing that for, right? And it was a test to see the inner reaction, because if we come into the world and go, oh, that guy's a butthead, right? He's selfish. He's hurting other people. We are coming into our perspective is of hostility, right? We have to have a gratitude mindset. We have to look at success for what we can learn from it. And not very few successful people are buttheads. Okay. Very few. Most people are givers, right? Thanks to everyone here who has supported IDC Woodcraft, I have written my first quarterly check to St. Jude, right? So I make donations to St. Jude on behalf of IDC Woodcraft. And this check is for $7,000.
That's incredible.
Hey, I want to stop this podcast for just a moment. Are you brand new to CNC routers? If you are, then there's lots of things to learn, and you are probably one that pops all over YouTube. Yeah, YouTube can be a pain because many YouTube creators don't really think about you, the beginner. At IDC Woodcraft, that's exactly who I think about. People who are just getting into it and really don't get the terminology, the lingo, and how to set up your projects, how to do designing, and how to run your CNC router, and do your finish work. Well, IDC Woodcraft YouTube channel is built just for those people who are asking those questions. So if that's you, you will certainly want to take a look and subscribe to the IDC Woodcraft YouTube channel. I literally walk you through step by step in my videos that I create for you so that you can actually understand this stuff. And I don't talk in techno babble. I talk at the level of a beginner. That would be you. Go ahead and sign up or go to IDC Woodcraft YouTube channel and subscribe to it and start checking out the videos. I even have a list of all the videos in order, so you may want to check that out as well. That will just take you right up the ladder. Down in the description, there's a link for the IDC Woodcraft YouTube channel. Or just go to YouTube and search IDC Woodcraft and you'll find me there. And you and I, we will learn together. All right, back to the podcast.
Yep.
That's truly so incredible.
Yep. And so this is the mission beyond my mission, right? My niece, Isabel, when she was 6 years old, had a brain tumor that was extremely aggressive, and St. Jude saved her. So I'm very partial to what happens there and want to support that. So
they have
the money mindset. Yeah. Money mindset. Why is this such an important topic? Because, like I said, in business, we're here with money, right? And your level of what you want to earn is up to you, everybody who's watching here and listening. And we'll get to questions and what have you later. But we have to get receptive to the idea that money is a good thing. And it's okay to say, I want money, right? We have to be good receivers, right? The reason I wanted to bring this up is because last week you said, I like the wealth mindset thing better. Wealth mindset is good, right? Wealth mindset is, I feel spiritually full, or I'm growing, I'm helping others. I feel rewarded in life because of that. Money is one aspect of that. There's the financial gratitude, money, having money. And I'm going to use the word money all night tonight because I want everyone here to get used to this idea of money is a good thing, right? We often, money doesn't grow on trees, or you got to spend money to make money, or what else did I write down here? There's all kinds of things that we say to ourselves, the economy.
Well, and I want to step in here for just a second. And it's not just about chasing the dollar? Because as you've, as this mentoring process has been going on, you have been reiterating to me, don't chase the dollar, because if you're constantly chasing the dollar, you're never going to make it. You're never going to make a buck because you're always going to be chasing it. So when I used to work for an investment firm for about, well, it'll be 19 years. We were always building wealth. It was managing wealth management. And you just have to be in that mindset. And even the people that we worked with, the extremely wealthy people that we worked with, they were always very grateful and always very exceptionally giving with their money. But they just had such a different mind perspective than someone that is constantly just like, you know, someone with a little fishing pole chasing that dollar across the ground, like the wind's blowing it. It's wealth is, building wealth is incredibly important, and it's all about reinvesting in yourself and believing in yourself. And for anybody who's new to this CNC business mentoring that I have been going through, it's not, this is literally, it's for CNC business. So if you are trying to build a business and you are looking to get into building a business with that wealth mindset, this is the place to be. If you're in this for hobbies and you're just looking for, you know, to make $100 here, $100 there, this may not be the conversation for you, but this is definitely, it's the more you follow along with my journey, and you will realize, and you'll start to see me kind of transform, because it truly is transformative of how my mind is like, I keep saying transform, but it's just insane. Oh my gosh, it's just so incredible, because my mind is literally shifted from chasing that dollar. Where's my next project going to come from? Where's my next build going to come from? To building a sustainable business that I'm not necessarily reliant on every single person that's coming towards me, but me building a brand for myself and a business that will sustain me and build a legacy, which I know a lot of your avatar and your audience, that's what they want. They want to build that legacy. And so building a wealthy business is definitely on target.
Yeah. I'm really glad you brought this thing out. So this is not about chasing the dollar by any means. This is about letting go of the chase and changing your perspective to becoming the dollar, right? Once you become it, it comes to you, right? So, and then on the note of legacy, that was brilliant to bring that up, right? You are so getting this, Kate.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So we as creators, we often get into this because we need new purpose. And one of, as my avatars, they're looking for not just purpose, but they need to be important to other people, because now they've stepped out of the workforce, and the people that are most important to them are family, and they want to leave that legacy. And one of the greatest legacies that, and from my own perspective, that we can leave is to give those who are following us that transformation, so that they can have success in life. They can feel good. They're going down the path without going through the struggles of what we might have gone through in searching for our path. I'm going to share with you a little bit of my story. I have mentioned this a bit. My journey started right around when my wife had cancer. And when she passed away, things were rather difficult between us, and we were actually separated at that time. Right? My greatest fear was not having time with her before she passed away, and unfortunately, that fear was realized. Right, and it broke my heart, and I needed people who were in her circle, and I felt rejected by them. Right, but then my best friend, my mom, passed away. I became a caregiver for mom, and then she passed away. Right, so now I've lost two pieces of my identity. And then my best friend Bob got cancer, and he passed away. And his words to me, and this was all in a period of a year and a half, 2 years, but his in one of our last conversations, one of the things that he said to me, and I hope that everyone who's listening to this gets this. But he said, if I could do it again, I would have lived in Sedona, Arizona, right? He lived in Cincinnati, Ohio, right? But yeah, what he said, but what he said was, I didn't do what I wanted to do in life, right? He said, I could see the regret, right? The statement was huge. All the things that he didn't do, all was all wrapped up in a Sedona, right? And I swore that day I would never say those words on my deathbed if I could, right? My headstone is going to say, my headstone's going to say I did it, right?
That's a powerful statement. I made it. I did it.
So everything that I've ever wanted is what I did. So I did a whole lot of stuff, but then I ran my own desires out. And then it was like, what's next? Okay. And I fell into a really dark depression, and I got to a point where I was holding this to my head. Right. So let's make this real. This pistol is pointed at my head. All right. At my own accord. And
that's terrifying.
Yeah. And the only thing that stopped me from pulling the trigger was knowing how many people would have been hurt had I done that. Right. And so it was that moment I decided that I will never give up finding that thing that I wanted, no matter how hard it was or how much money it would take. And I was willing to go through my entire portfolio, all my retirement savings. I was 2 months from being on the streets. I had gone through most of my retirement money and I was investing in my knowledge, right? And that's what was making the difference. Yeah. And then a word came to my head. I started falling under my mentoring with my mentor, Dan Locke. And then about a year after that, I started thinking about this word right here.
Right. I remember watching that video that you made about that and the whole mindset behind it. That was one of the first videos I watched of yours.
Yep. And I just thought about it. I went down to Michael's and I bought these. Now, if you look at this, look at how cheesy these letters are scaled.
I could see that.
And I thought,
it's not about the cheesy letters. It's all about what it stands for.
Yeah.
But yes, I see the inconsistencies. Yes,
right. Absolutely. But I'm thinking I can make that. And that is what started my entire CNC journey into what has been built now. Right. Mm-hmm. So through that journey, I built my prosperity mindset, my wealth mindset, my money mindset. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so now where we're at, where I'm at, where I want people to get to is you have to have goals. Right. And one of the goals is money. You need to have a financial goal in your business when you're establishing a business. Right. You just say you may not know what exactly you want to do, but if you're chasing a dollar, what you're actually doing is coming from a perspective of I don't have it, I am lacking this, right? And we have to get out of that lack mindset, right? We have to get into a prosperity mindset. So that's what you do, and this is your job, Kate. Write this down, and everyone else, if you're taking notes, is you need to set a financial goal with a date.
Oh man, those dates will haunt you. They'll follow you around like a bad date.
Yep. You need to do that and make it a slightly uncomfortable. Don't be ridiculous. Don't. If your business is making $100 a month right now, or if you're not even, you know, set a goal, $500 for a month, right? Whatever it is, but set it so it's a little bit uncomfortable. You're really not sure how you're going to get there. Right.
Yeah.
To a point, you know, where you don't want to make it so high that you are going to be let down when you don't even come near it.
Yeah. Right?
The reason we do this is what gets measured gets accomplished. So what you're going to do is you're writing this goal down, and then you're going to do what I do. Right. On that board right there, you can't really see it too well, I don't think, but you see a chart right there. That's my monthly revenue. Okay, so you can see it's going
up, down, up, down, pretty steady, and then just up.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And I set my revenue goals, and I look at it every day. So you want to set your financial goal for your business, and you want to put it in a place where you see it every single day.
Yeah.
Okay. Because what you're doing is you're putting it in your presence constantly, and you may not see it, but your like subconscious sees it all the time.
Yeah. Right? But I just dug out a pinup board.
Okay.
Out of my husband's work stuff that he wasn't using. And I'm like, this is mine. I'm claiming it. I'm going to put it in, hang it up in my shop.
Yep. Yep.
So on a side note, I heard, I think it was a Meet the Maker podcast. And this has been, I don't know, 6-8 months ago. And this just goes to show you how much people don't like the conversation of money. Is this guy brought up money, and he said it like really crassly. And I'm repeating what he said. This is not me saying it. And he said, if you're not making at least $100 a day on your CNC, then you're doing something wrong. And I thought, like, I had just gotten my CNC and I was like, wow. I was like, that guy just kind of like nosedive into the deep end. And at that point, they literally cut it to commercial because they were like, you can't talk about money on this podcast. Like, what are you doing? And they were so uncomfortable with the whole conversation that they literally, like, after he said it and they cut to break, they did not, like, he was gone. Like, he did not come back on the show. They just, like, changed the topic and moved on and prayed nobody heard it, I guess. I don't know. But I was just really taken back by that. And I, you know, and I thought about it. And my first gut reaction, this was before any of this happened. And it was like, I was like, $100 a day on my CNC. I'm like, man, this guy is, like, kind of an ass. I was like, who says that to a bunch of like new makers? Like, that's so incredibly rude. But now I'm in a different mindset and I'm thinking, okay, well, if I had a business, which is what I'm trying to build, $100 a day would seem like a reasonable goal. If you had something like we talked a couple episodes about, like, you know, different products you can create and keep generating revenue and find that niche that would need it. Similarly, like the baseball, you know, the brackets or the plaques or something, you know, that somebody needs on the regular, $100 a day seems pretty reasonable personally. So, you know, but now I'm more in that wealth mindset. It changes the game a little bit. So I get where that guy was coming from.
Yep. Yep. And yeah. But for someone who's new, who hasn't done this before, right?
Yeah.
Your objective is just to get one sale, just one sale, yep. Right? And you want to celebrate every, so that would be your first objective, right? Get one sale, right? And set that first financial goal, a $30 sale. Right. Something. Write it down. Yep. And put that in your mind. So I'm going to,
time to stop the podcast briefly. Are you considering getting a CNC router, doing research, and not really sure which machine you should be getting? I have created a video for you to help you out. It is called The Ultimate Buyer's Guide for CNC Routers. And what it does, it walks you through all the things you need to be looking for in a CNC router as you're considering making your purchase. For example, if you are looking at the really inexpensive ones, the $300 ones, you're looking for a paperweight, basically, those often come with missing parts. I have heard that story more often than not. So that's an example, but also the drive systems and the control systems on CNC routers and how they're built. These are things you want to be looking for to help you know what is a good CNC router and what is one you want to stay away from. I will link down below in the description of this podcast that video so you can go check that out. So just want to make sure you have that tool at your hand so you can do the research the right way. Another thing you need to be looking for, just a little extra tip. Make sure you can get the company on the phone. If you can't get a CNC router machine company on the phone, don't buy it. Okay, let's go back to the podcast.
we're talking about an abundance mindset here that we want everybody to get into, right? It's we have to get comfortable with the idea of money and discussing it, right? We have heard many, many things in our lives, and it's just part of the world that says that the world is a hostile place and there's not enough money to go around. And there is a stupid, ridiculous amount of money in the world that's available to everyone. Kate, you were in financial services. How much money is floating around just in the little world you were in when it comes to money?
Oh, God. Oh, well, we were in one of the highest level offices, and it was in the 100 millions.
Okay.
And it was just, I mean, yeah. Yeah. And just all the new money that was coming in each month, because we had to keep a log of what new money was coming in, was just insane. To me, for the longest time, I would just be like, how do you find these people? Where do they come from? And my boss would say over and over, because I started with him from the time, you know, he was like maybe 5 years into the business, and he would say, if you build it, they will come. And he said that. And he always said, my three things are my faith, my family, and then work. Those are the three main things. And then he always followed it up with, if you build it, they will come. And I am not kidding you. I watched the business soar. It was incredible. So, but he had that mindset of, I will build it, and I'm going to put everything I got into it, and they will come. And boy, they did. Mm-hmm. But it was also very, very foundational. He did all of the foundational work. He had the right mindset. He did. It was just crazy. It was just crazy. But
yeah. So that's a really good point. So number one, his priorities were in the right place, right? Or he had his priorities in the right place for him.
Yeah.
Right. Family, and then his company. Right. But the whole reason we do this thing, I'm sure he did this in his own way. And what I want you and every creator here to do is instead of chasing the dollar, set that number and then make that your objective. So I'm going to hit that thing. I'm going to get to that dollar figure, right? Let's turn it into a game, make it fun, and stop trying to, because again, I can't reiterate it enough. If you're chasing it, you'll never catch it. You'll never catch it.
Yep. So true.
Yep. So I'm going to share with you some things I do to keep myself in a financial abundant mindset.
I would love to hear this, because sometimes I get like, just kind of get off in the weeds. I become my avatar sometimes, and I just get really, I don't know, like this week, I don't know if it's just been all these, like I'm here in Indiana you're here in Indiana, and all these storms in this Midwest gloom and doom that has been moving across the US. Oh my gosh. It's just, the weather's been insane, which has been making my kids absolutely like bonkers. And I've just been kind of in a funk this like week and a half, and I'm like, I would rather do anything else besides go out there,
right? So
and work.
It's good. I mean, don't get this wrong. We all go through it, no matter what stage we're in, right?
I just want to keep it really real for everybody. Like, we're not always, you know, on and yay. Like, it's always awesome. It's, you know, it's been hard. Social media and just keeping up with things, and then keeping up with family and the shop, and it just sometimes you're just like, I just need a break. Like, my brain just is tired.
Yep.
So
I need that at times too. All right.
Once
we get into a real strong business mindset, it's kind of like, this is part of us, so we do it anyway, you know, even on bad days. But for those, you know, who are just early into this, right, we just need to establish financial goals, not look at money as something that's hard to get to. We got to be aware of what we're saying. We got to be aware of what we're saying to ourselves, what we're thinking, and what we're allowing in. right? We don't, the words that are not in my dictionary that I don't use are can't, maybe, someday, might.
Oh, yes. I remember these words.
Yep. Can't, maybe, someday, might, try, I had another one in my head. It'll come back in. But it's just these. Oh, I don't use the word old and as if I'm getting old stuff, right? I'm younger in spirit than I ever was in my youth up to when I was 50. Right.
Yeah. Well, my husband is kind of that same way. What will set him off, like one of his trigger words is sure. So if he asks you a question and you say, sure, he's like you can just see, like, he just gets so mad because he likes answers. He wants to know, yes, you are going to do this. No, I am not going to do that. I will do this, but I will do it in 2 hours or something like that. And I don't know if that's just his business.
It's his mindset. He's a doer, right? He wants it done.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
And he wants, he wants to know when this is going to get done. This is going to get done. How it's going to get done, or whatever. Right. So that's leadership quality. Right. But we as CNC entrepreneurs, we are our own leaders. Right. And we have to learn how to lead ourselves and get into that. So that's why we set these goals. One other, I'll get to this list of things that I do. But one of the other things one of the other things I want you to do, and everyone else here, I want you to do this, is answer the question, what do you want? Right. It's such an open question. What do you want in life? Right. And it can be things, material things. Yeah, it can be, it doesn't matter. What do you want? But you don't let anything limit that. Oh, I don't have any money, so I better not put that on a list. Right? You don't do that. Right? What you're doing is you're allowing your context to expand. Say, you want to get yourself in a position where I can get anything I want. That I am unlimited. There's no limit to what I can get. That's the mindset that you want to get into. And we want everyone else in this mindset. Let's get the comments, and I'm going to share this. So we're going to scroll back. Oh, by the way, Ed, thank you for your comment. I caught that. Where are we at? So,
well, I think while you're going through those, I want to challenge the people in the group that are on here tonight. I want you to maybe just write that down somewhere, like just get like a blank piece of printer paper or a big hunk of paper. And just write at the top, what do I want? Like I did it here on my paper. What do I want? And put those words that Garrett said on there. Can't, maybe, someday, might, try, old. And put those words in there that you're not going to use those words. And define that, to break it down very specifically. Like, what does that look like for you? What do you want?
Really important.
It'll help you, I promise.
Yep, you got to expand that. Let yourself dream and dream bigger than what you've been dreaming. So, just real quick, Sam, you said, what's the best pricing strategy or method? So, we did we talked about that a couple weeks ago. So, you want to go back into the video series on the YouTube channel, IDC Woodcraft YouTube channel. And that's covered. By the way, on that note, if you are a female creator, Kate has a Facebook group for you, and it's called Women Who CNC, and is for women only. So look for that Facebook group, answer a couple of questions, and Kate will get you in there. Why did you build that group, Kate?
So we built that group because we wanted women to have a space where they could ask all the questions that maybe they might have been too afraid to ask in a very large platform group where there's lots of seasoned CNCers. So they still have exposure to other women that have been CNCing for a long time, or they're brand new and they just need, you know, like that push to go get it. I know today we were talking briefly about how to just get things done. Oh my gosh. I was able to pop in there for a little bit. I had quite a bit going on today, but I was just like, yes, yes, Lord, thank you for hearing my prayer. This is exactly what I want women. This is the space that I want to create for women. I was so excited to see that, because this beautiful woman was in there and she was like, I have 8 kids and 2 of them are like, I've got 2 left. And she's just talking about getting projects done and cleaning the house and cooking meals and taking kids here and doing this. And I'm like, yes, girl. Yes. Like, let me hear your story. This is not something that she would have ever posted in a CNC group, because we are all the same. We all struggle, men, women. But this group is becoming so beautiful, and I'm so happy because there are so many more women that are joining it. And I'm finding a lot of other creators that are like really engaging, and it's so exciting. I'm loving it.
And that's your avatar.
Yeah.
That person is your avatar. Andy said, asking if that's a large format printer plotter behind you, Kate.
This thing over here. I can't point. I don't know what it is with cameras, but yes, it is. It's actually a vinyl cutter is what it is, Andy. That's my 36-inch vinyl cutter. And it's so sad to say that's kind of, I was cleaning in here and it had a big sheet over it, but that's what I transitioned to when I moved away from my Cricut, when I wanted to make bigger wood signs. So yeah.
Okay, Gary. Parents had a mindset that work is its own reward. It is best to find your place and stay there for security. If get a job and grow as much as possible, be happy with what you have. Okay, that's good. This is the icon of not having as much of an abundance mindset. Be happy with what you have. Yes, you want to be happy and you want to be grateful with what you have, mm-hmm. right? But we also want to achieve more. We were brought here, created as creators, right? We are creators. We have imaginations and we create. So we don't want to settle for what we have, right? We don't want to be content with what we have. We want to be happy with what we have, but we don't want to be content with it, right? Because we are creators. We are ever expanding. Right? That's part of my tattoo, which is like a little C right there. That stands for I am a creator, right? I create my destiny.
I didn't know you even had that. That's cool.
Yeah. Maybe someday I'll explain all that to you.
Yeah. You got lots of good stories.
Oh, I got tons of stories. So where are we?
I think there's a comment right above Greg Rodney, right above the one you were just on.
Timestamp?
8:17.
8:17.
Greg Rodney.
Hey, my CNC brother or sister, I have to stop the podcast to do a little advertisement. This podcast is run by IDC Woodcraft and me, Garrett Frommy. Now, you know, IDC Woodcraft is a CNC router bit company that provides CNC router bits to you for your awesome CNC router projects. I want to talk to you a little bit about IDC Woodcraft and me. When I got into CNC routers, I didn't know what CNC router bits I needed, and there were no companies out there telling me what I needed or how to set them up and or what the CNC router bits were for, what I need to use bits for what. That was irritating. And I noticed that almost every single new CNC router owner has that problem. And that is what I have strived to solve with IDC Woodcraft, with all the YouTube content I've made for you. I've made databases very convenient for you, free to get right off the website, the CNC router bit app. But one thing I want you to know about is behind the scenes, the CNC router bits themselves and what we do and what I do to ensure that you've got a top quality product in your hand. We go out and buy router bits, and we don't really understand the technology behind them. And there is a lot of technology. So what I do is, number one, is I will start working with the tooling companies that I have. Now, I've got the companies three places in the United States. They make the router bits. We sit down, and, well, I will get some bits from them and then work with them and then work on modifications. I want the bits that come out of IDC Woodcraft and get into your hands to be of the highest quality and give you the best finish. So we go through a lot of testing of router bits before they even hit the website. This is really fundamentally important because from my perspective, your CNC projects absolutely must look amazing. Otherwise, if you don't want that, go buy any router bit. This is the principle I work from. The projects we make, we are very proud of them. And the worst thing is when we got bad cuts and whatnot. And if you're a new creator and you don't understand that the router bit could actually be the problem. When it comes down to it, hear me on this one. The CNC machine does the moving, but it is the router bit that actually does the carving. So that is the most critical component of your entire process of designing and your machine and the wood. The CNC router bit has to be right. And that is the principle behind IDC Woodcraft. IDCWoodcraft.com. This is where you'll find these bits that I personally test every single one of them before I allow them to go to market. Now, I mean, every single style. Of course, I don't test every single one of them, but I just wanted you to know that. IDCWoodcraft.com, because your CNC router projects must absolutely look amazing. Otherwise, any bit will do. Let's get back to the podcast.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think offering an economical version of a certain product is product line is worthwhile option? Go ahead and answer that, Kate.
Yes, I think it's great, especially if you're just starting out, because it's a great way to bring in additional revenue, and it keeps you on track. But just make sure that it aligns with your business identity and it focuses on your niche. If you need to change your niche, that is a different, that's, you know, a pivot in the business, but you have to redefine what economical is. To me, if you're building a business and you're trying to just bring in some revenue to get your business maybe off and running, I could see plus and minuses to that.
Yeah, I would say I want to be careful with the word economical.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's some wishy-washy there.
Yes. Well, the reason is we've talked about this before. You got your dollar general customer who's looking on the cheap, right? Then we have a Walmart, then we have Kroger, and then
you got all your people. Yeah, Trader Joe's. every dime.
Right. And the thing to remember about, I mean, it's good to have inexpensive items if you just want to be able to sell some stuff. I mean, there's some cool stuff you can make. I talked to somebody who made bookmarks and they took it. It probably cost them about $1 to make. They're super quick for them to make, and he'd sell them for $10 at a festival. But the idea of economical. You, like Kate said, you want to have a clear idea of your customer first before you start doing that, and then work it from there. We talked about customers a few episodes ago. That wasn't really well. We did talk a little bit about it in the avatar work too.
We did. We talked about it a lot, actually.
Yeah. So, and this is a good thing to bring up. So, thanks for bringing that back up for the economical word, right? This is part of money mindset.
Yeah. Right.
when we're thinking, if we can make economical items. And so what we're saying, what I'm going to replace that with is easy to purchase items that anybody can buy. Right.
Yes.
They cost a few dollars. Right. That no one can just pick up. It's kind of like the spontaneous buy stuff at the checkout.
Yeah. For a CNC business, I would say they're like those quick turnaround items that you can make, you can batch them out, you can stock them, you can sell them wherever it is, whatever platform you're trying to sell them on. But those type of items might be, leading up to your next tool purchase, or they might just, keep additional revenue in the bank, but definitely don't get stuck in that world of just, batching out small little, $5 or $10 items, because it's going to create revenue for you. Sure. Which is exciting as a business owner, but it's not going to take you. It's not going to build that wealth that you want it to build.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So Eddie, I think he said, if you're not making $100 an hour, I missed the comment.
You're in the wrong business.
You're in the wrong business. So I want to, Eddie and everyone, I want to be really careful with this kind of statement, because when we are in business, we have to work up to a level, right? But we're always, we all start at zero, right? So, so all those who start at zero can't hit the $100 an hour mark. That takes a little bit of, time. We got to get the skill. We got to get our customer base. We got to know our product circle.
Right.
So when you're a well-established business, then you're knowing your numbers and you know what you need to be hitting, right?
Yeah.
We want to be careful when we're coming into a world of new creators that are wanting to start a business and start saying that too high a level type of thing when they are miles away from that. So, So for those who are brand new to this and still trying to figure it out, your goal is to make one sale. Right. Make one project, make one sale. And then set your financial goal. I want to make $50 this month or $30. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Just set yourself a goal that's going to get you there. Right. That's going to give you the first victory. And you can check off that thing on your board that says 30 bucks. Right.
It's a stair step. You have to start. Everybody starts at the bottom. You can't like magically jump to the top. That's just not how it works.
Right.
It's like my dad used to say, every man puts their pants on one leg at a time, unless you're a weirdo and you try to jump into them. No, I don't know.
Right.
Okay. Let's see.
So some sort of Excel sheet. It's a worksheet available where you input your materials, price, time. Okay. So we're kind of on a different subject to what we're dealing with today, right? Mm-hmm. We're working on mindset. So, but when it comes to the technicals of your business, it's easy to set up an Excel sheet, right? We all can do it. It's very, very easy. Most of us can, unless you're not that computer savvy, right? Then you ask somebody who does know, set me up a spreadsheet that's got this, and this, and they'll figure it out. So what we're talking about here is money mindset. What you have to have in your business, in your mind, in order to have a profitable business. In other words, a profitable business is a business that makes money, right? And this, so many people, the whole context of this, I'll just kind of get back into this briefly, why we are covering this subject of money mindset is because you have to have that in order to build a business, right? We have to accept that money is something that's good. It's something that helps us. And by virtue of us getting money and spending it on tooling, we are helping other people. Right. And that comes around. Money must flow. It has to flow in order for you to get more of it. But if it's stopping at you and you're saying, I got to hold on to my money, you're putting the brakes on that flow and you will struggle.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you, Kate?
It absolutely makes sense to me because I'm sitting here listening and also thinking in my brain, wow, that's where I was, you know, 6-8 months ago. That's exactly where I was. I saw a comment from John Marks at 8:31. He says, if I'm making enough money to cover supplies, I'd be happy. Brother, I hear you. That's where I was about a year ago. I was just happy. You know, I was making some cool custom signs when I was first starting out on my CNC journey because I didn't really know what I was doing with the CNC. I knew enough to be dangerous. I knew enough to make the sign. But yeah, I was just happy to like break even. And then if I got another job behind that, I was like, okay, more learning, more, you know, a little more money coming in. But I want you to know is I set myself a goal, like Garrett's saying, it's so important. Set yourself a goal. I gave myself 6 months working at it every day, 6 to 8 hours a day. I said 6 months, I want to be really, really good at this CNC. And I think it was right about 8 months where I finally said, okay, I feel pretty good about what I'm doing. I can kind of gauge what I'm doing. I can get there, but I set myself that goal. And now I'm definitely in a place where I'm making more than enough to cover my supplies. So set yourself a goal. Absolutely.
Yeah. And the other thing, so you didn't necessarily hit your goal based on what you said, 6 months, it maybe took you about 8 months, but the idea of setting a goal, a money goal or any goal is to get your mind, you keep thinking about how can I reach that? How can I reach that goal? And what happens is ideas start to come. Mm-hmm. One of my goals for this month is to add another revenue stream. And I have, I got 16 sources of income right now. And now I want to add a 17th. I have no clue what it is, but I want to add it. Right.
Yeah. So, I was actually thinking the same thing. But you know, I just want to kind of go back on the goals and the mindset for just a minute. So when I first started, I was like, my intentions in the business were to continue my paint party business and my wood signs. That was my goal. I was making money. I was doing great. And then I was like, you know, I think I want to do something different. So then I pivoted. And then I started making custom signs. And then I was like, okay, well, custom signs are great, but I don't know that, like, then I'm constantly relying on other people to bring me signs in business. And then I met Garrett and I was like struggling, you know, just trying to keep afloat. And that's, I'm like, I cannot, this is not sustainable for a business. I mean, even the IRS now says you have 3 years. You can call this, you can write off your business expenses for 3 years. And then after that, if you're not showing a profit as a business, they're calling you a hobby. And then you have to pay back all those expenses that you wrote off. So you really have to put yourself in that mindset of figure out what's going to work, find your niche, figure out your avatar, set your goals, and be sure to work towards them like it's nothing you've ever done before. You have to want it. If you don't have that want and that drive, sit down and write on that list that I told you to write down earlier. What do you want? What do you want for your business? What do you want for your life? What do you want for your goals? And go after it with everything you got. That's how Garrett got to where he is. I mean, you guys heard his story. He put like a ton of his money out of his retirement. He was 2 months from being on the street. Holy shit. How many of you can say that you would have turned your business around? And so what he's saying is really pay attention and focus and do what he's saying, because this is episode 7 for me, and the work that I've done to get where I was to where I am now has been incredible for me. So listen, I'm going to tell you what I tell my children. Don't just hear me. Don't just hear Garrett. Don't just let it go in and out one ear and out the other. Actually listen and soak it in and take it in, because what he's saying is so, so valuable. And gosh, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but you know, this mindset stuff is so stinking transformative. I cannot tell you. It's so transformative. Just
you can't see it until you actually start getting shifted.
Gosh darn it. Yes.
Yeah. So for
do the work.
Yeah, for the sake of Jeff's definition, what a mindset is basically it's how your mind is fixed in the way you believe and think and how you see the world. And a mindset is literally, it's set like this. You're not open to questioning your own beliefs, challenging the assumptions that are told to you, questioning what the world is telling you. One of the things that I stopped doing to get myself away from the world as it was presenting itself to me was I stopped listening to the news. I don't watch the news. I don't listen to it. I haven't listened to news in 10 years. 10 years.
It's a long time.
And you know, if there's something I got to hear about, I eventually hear about it by word of mouth. Other than that, I'm happier than a pig and shit, right? Because I don't get any negative bombardment whatsoever. And some people say, well, you got to know what's going on in the world. No, I don't. I can't change the world. I can only change the people that are looking for change. And I happen to have the resources and the knowledge and the know-how to give them the change in the little world of CNC routers. And so that's where I focus my attention on. I don't care what happens in the Middle East. I don't care what's happening. You know, I have compassion for people, but I don't have control over that. I have control over what I allow into my mind. And that's the first thing I don't watch any news, right? And
that's insane.
Yep. Negative talk. We've talked about this. People, sometimes they push into us, right? They push our buttons. But if I'm my circle of people is completely changed. And there's even a couple family members that I limit my engagement with because I can get just the things they like to talk about. It makes me go, this feels like I gotta go take a shower, right? Even though it's like what everybody talks about, right?
Oh my gosh, it was so crazy the other day. Like you were telling me about or that video that you made about being so upset about, you know, just people just hating on your work, hating on that really cool flag that you made. We were talking and you were like, man, listen to you. You're getting all fired up. I'm like, I cannot stand negative people. They just rub me the wrong way. And I agree. I have some family like that too. And I've gotten off on some tangents with you. I'm like, I just can't. They just make me want to just reach out and smack them over the head and say, shut up.
Yep. The people out there, and a lot of them are just with negative mindsets, right? And sometimes to push our buttons. That video I made about with that flag carved is really it pushed a big button for me. It's the big button wasn't because they're knocking my project, just because here's the icon of the people that come into Facebook posts with someone saying, hey, look at my first project. And it may not look that great, you know, but hell, they just did a miracle for themselves.
Yeah.
Right. And our job is to pump them up, right? Our job is to say, hell yeah, now you go on for the next one. Right. So that's what that video is really all about. And I had 500 comments on that video and only two people disagreed with me.
Isn't that insane? But that is like I'm saying, guys, that is such, think about the power of the mindset of that. I mean, go back to when you made your first carve. I think I still have the goofy sign that I made. It was a Christmas sign because like I said, I got mine, my CNC, like 2 days after Thanksgiving. And I was so pumped up that I made all of my family members come outside and help me finish building my table. I was like, we are finishing this. Everybody's just sitting around here. Like, we don't have time for this. We gotta finish building this table here because I got a CNC to figure out. Right. And they were all just like cracking up. But man, just the power of the mindset and getting it, just those negative right. people, man. Just
getting it right. You get to a point where you create an iron curtain between you and them, right? So for those who have just jumped in, right, or come in later, we're talking about CNC business mentoring with Kate and talking about why it's so important to have a money mindset, not just a wealth mindset, but really an abundance mindset. But we are specifically talking about money because if you want to build a business, you have to, you don't have a business if you're not turning a profit, and turning a profit is making money. And we have to be okay with the idea of receiving money for our business to grow. That is what commerce is about. And that's what makes our life possible in all the ways that it makes possible. This camera that makes me be able to look at you, the machines sitting behind Kate, YouTube, and all the little things that you have, that food that you buy, right? This is commerce.
Yeah.
And it only happens because of the flow of money, right? And people, everyone who makes money along the way. So that dollar is adding value to everyone. You want it to add value to you. So you have to be in a mindset of being able to receive that money and set yourself a financial goal and start working on, I'm worth getting this. Get yourself okay with it, because we've grown up with the money doesn't grow on trees, and money is bad, and money is the root of all evil, which is a bunch of bullshit, right? I've even had people tell me, if you know, God wanted everything to be free. Well, if God didn't want money, money wouldn't be here, right? So money is our means of exchange today to say, here's an awesome project. This is the value to me that I can exchange back to you, which is your time and effort plus your profit, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, as Tom Cruise said it best, show me the money.
Right. Show me the money.
He was open to receiving the money. He said, show me the money. Just you gotta, I mean, but it's not just, like you said, it's not the root of evil. It's not going to make you happy. It's, you know, it's not going to buy happiness. But I know, if I wrote a $7,000 check to St. Jude like you did in that check that you held up earlier, I know I would have one big, big smile on my face. Yes. $7,000. If I made $7,000 and I was able to donate it to like Riley, the Riley Children's Hospital here in Indianapolis, I would be beaming from ear to ear. I would not be able to stop smiling. So money is not just for evil. It is creates so many good things too.
Right. It gives you comfort and it helps you help other people, not only through the cycle of e-commerce, but things like this, right? Mm-hmm. Which has a much deeper thing, you know, and when a parent's child gets cancer, I mean, imagine the helplessness, right? And so now here's the whole thing about this. When people say, Garrett, I posted this on Facebook, said, you know, here's my Q1 check. And everybody's going, Garrett, you're the greatest. Fantastic, Garrett. You know, what a thing to do. And it's, I couldn't do this myself. I can only do it by giving and being worthy of receiving as a result.
Yes. Right? Yeah.
So everyone here who has purchased from IDC Woodcraft is literally, this is one of the results of that. And this is the beauty. When you are okay with receiving money, money is actually like, think of it like a person. When you're okay and nice and happy and come on, you know, it's more than welcome and ready to come to you. Right.
Yeah.
What else?
Absolutely.
What else to do? Excuse me. Well, those are the few things. So I stay away from news. I stay away from negative people. I literally filter them out of my life. If you got toxic people in your life, then toxic people are the ones that make you feel bad, right? You walk away and you feel like you got to take a shower. You walk away and you don't feel good from it. I don't blame and I don't complain. Right. Blaming others for your lot in life, for our lot in life, gets us nowhere. Right. We are responsible for our results in our life. And
Yeah.
Things happen to us on occasion, but we can't dwell on it. Right. Yeah. We create who we are. We create our world around us and as a whole based on who we are inside. That's why that's why this mindset stuff is so big. That's why I keep saying business is 100% in here. Complaining gets us nowhere. It's just it's a form of helplessness. It's a form of expressing helplessness. Right?
Yeah.
So we just want to try and make this stuff work. Tammy has mentioned several times to you she was grateful. You said something like you read her like a book. She wrote something down on her whiteboard. So Tammy,
What do you want? Absolutely.
So she did has another one here. Is normal to feel nervous while thinking about answering that question? So what does that mean? Is that I'm not fully vested? So what? I'm not sure what question that is, Tammy.
I'm trying to think.
Hey, we're stopping the podcast. Have you ever had to enter your CNC router bit data into your software database manually? If you have, you know how tedious that is. One of the things that I find really frustrating with many of the CNC router bit companies is they don't supply you with the necessary information, like a database for your bits. Well, IDC Woodcraft, I've solved that problem pretty much across the board for you. If you use the Vectric software, Fusion 360, Carbide Create, or Carveco, I have a free database for you with all CNC router bits in it, and it's free. And you can get it at idcwoodcraft.com. Why would you want to do that? Well, if you have entered the information, you know how tedious it is. How many fields you have to fill in for each router bit. And you can easily make a mistake. You forget a decimal point or put in the wrong number. You can break your router bits just because you did that. And for a beginner, entering router bit data can be very tedious and you're very prone to making mistakes because you don't necessarily understand how this data should be entered in. So what you do is go to idcwoodcraft.com. Go to the menu selection at the top where it says database downloads. You'll go to a page and there are the database downloads for you. You simply download those, follow the instructions, install it, and every single router bit that IDC Woodcraft provides, which is pretty much all the router bits you'll ever want, are populated in that database and it'll be imported right to your software. IDCWoodcraft.com. Get your database download. Save yourself the headache of trying to enter all that information. You will thank me later. All right, let's get back to the podcast.
Can Tammy type in what you're talking about, and Kate will look for it. I'm going to look at a couple of the comments.
Somebody said, I love the group. Yay. So glad you're joining it. I believe that's Finland, if I'm not mistaken. So
yeah,
welcome.
Made 3210, $10, contributed $10. So thank you.
Very cool.
If you're on Facebook doing this, you'll see just below the video, there's like a little dollar icon, and that's where you can donate. And I would ask you to donate if you feel like you're getting something out of this, right? This is the other thing about business, right? Here's a little side question or side thing. Have a call to action. Ask for the sale. Now, when I say ask for the sale, right? It's not like, hey, will you buy? It's very different from that. But it's if you feel like you're getting something out of this, you know, please feel free to contribute, right? Because one of the things you're contributing to is St. Jude. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're also helping IDC Woodcraft maintain its business, right?
Yeah. So Tammy did answer. She said the question asked earlier was, what do you want? And then that's where it came back from where she was saying, is it, let me get back up to her question. We have a lot of comments. I'm so sorry, guys. We are trying. Is it normal to feel nervous while thinking about answering that question?
Okay.
Of course. All right,
good.
Of Of course. Yes. Oh yeah. My gosh.
And what that is, okay, so this is good, right? This is a good test. So writing down what do you want without filters of money or things. And the reason, Tammy, and everyone else, when you're going to feel funny about that and feel uncomfortable is because you haven't been trained to be a good receiver of anything of things that you want, right? If you want a Ferrari, by all means, put a Ferrari on your list, right? It doesn't mean you have to get these things, but you got to give yourself the liberation to open up those doors so that the universe or God, whatever, will start to flow toward you with that abundance.
And I can say it is really hard. I don't know if it's just being a woman or what, but we are givers. We give so much of ourselves to our family. It is really, really hard to think outside. Think like it's just hard for us to like compartmentalize in that way and say, I want, I want, I want. Here is my list of what I want and I'm dreaming. And it's kind of like this weird, like blip in our brain, like it's like all just like put together where we're like, oh, that's a dream. Like, well, you know, maybe we'll get to that. We'll like maybe tap into that occasionally. But I was just telling my girlfriend the other day and I said, I bought myself a new, you know, like dress romper thing for the summer. And I was like, I spent $60 on it. And I'm like, God, I feel like just crap. I'm like, my kids need new shoes. You know, they need this, they need that. My husband needs this. And, you know, we could use this for the house. And it's just, it's really hard for women to get in that space. But Tammy, here's what I want you to take away from this conversation. It's not so much that is where we are. And that's where it's over here. Okay. We're going to get over here. We need to put ourselves in this category and we need to write down what do we want for our business. I want you to dream so big. If it's owning a shop one day, I want you to write down what that building looks like. What, you know, decorations do you have? Who works for you? How many employees do you have? All of the things that are going to make your, just keep writing. Girl, just write like it's your job. Just keep going with those dreams. And you, once you put that out there into the universe, it's, you're just manifesting all that good stuff that's going to keep coming towards you. And that's what we're trying to say. Mm-hmm. You just have to get in that mindset.
Yep. The reason this feels funny is because that's Tammy's part of your avatar, right? So
yeah,
because she picked out the guilt thing, right? A few weeks ago.
She did.
Right. Yeah. And so the thing is, we're feeling guilty for wanting stuff because moms are so giving and so much is expected. They forgot to, hey, I can have stuff for me too. Doesn't mean we have to start letting go of the world that you have.
No, you're
doing is saying, wait a minute, I can have my cake and eat it too. And that's the other thing. This is another one. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Bullshit. Right. You can have your cake and eat it too. And so we have to flip that whole mindset around. Brian said he heard more than once, money is the root of all evil. Yes, we've heard that many, many times. And it with this is a Bible thing that people extract it from the Bible. And the Bible in the, I think it's the new
twist around.
Yeah. It's a love of money is the root of all evil. What that means is money doesn't create anything. It doesn't make evil, doesn't make good. Okay, so let's get this one straight. Money just makes a person more of what they already are. Okay, so even if you love money and you're a great, generous person, there's nothing wrong with having it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Just do good.
Right. So that's just another aspect of, and when it comes to Bible, right, think of the parable of the talents, right? The king that went, was going away for a while. So he gave one of his slaves 5 talents, another one 4, another one 2, and another one 1, right? And the 3s, the one with 5, the one with 4, the one with 2, they went out and invested it and doubled it, right? And the king praised them, but the one that buried it, and to save it, keep it safe, he got patronized, right? And the whole concept behind that parable is money is there as a tool to grow.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I never understood that until I started to understand the concept of money is a good thing. Right. So there's hopefully somebody got an aha out of that.
Yeah.
What else we got here? Tammy, she's giving you a big fat wow, wow, wow. Mind blowing.
Yeah.
Ed, I saw Eddie's comment a while back.
There's a couple I just want to touch on like really quickly. Madra 3212, she said, I'm not happy with what I have right now, and that's why I'm here. So
give me
changing your mindset is a whole lot. It's everything.
Give me a timestamp.
8:43.
8:43.
It's been a minute.
And who is it? Made 3-2-1, right?
Madra.
Madra 3-2-1, right? Okay. Yeah. I'm not happy with what I have right now. That's why I'm here. So we talked about this in the Avatar, right?
Yep.
So, but this is good. This is where the goals come in, right? If we're not happy, the reason I held this to my head is because I didn't know a way out, right? I didn't know that there was another way. And I was so stuck in what I was unhappy with, I didn't know how to find the happiness. So what did I do? I removed myself from the things that were holding me back. Quit my job. Promised I would never, ever go back to the 9-to-5. I left my house. I got rid of a bunch of friends. And I literally started over in a basement. Right? I literally started over in a basement. Garrett got reinvented. So if you're not happy.
Well, you know, that's where I started mine too.
Yeah.
That's where I restarted.
So you're not happy with what you have right now. That's why you're here. So you start by writing down what you want. If we focus on what we don't want, what we're stuck in, we will never have what we want. At the beginning of this thing, I talked about crazy hair, right? Amy, the girl I'm dating now, right?
Yeah.
Awesome, amazing, beautiful girl, right? Lady, let's call her lady, right? But I wasn't, as I was going through my dating process, I had a lot of things in place and standards. And so far, right, things are going awesome. So it's like still checking off boxes. Like, okay, this is really freaking cool, right? But the whole thing was I set a goal, right? I set a goal for that to happen. So we can set goals for everything we want, right?
Yes.
But we just have to – what we're doing is we're setting it in our mind. And as we become to believe it, right, all we're doing is – once we finally believe it and get it set in there, reality is starting to, we're just waiting for reality to catch up, right? Because that's what's going to happen. Once you have it inside, reality will catch up.
Yep. Amen. Do. Oh, let's see here.
I'm not finding a whole lot. So anyone have any questions or comments they want to share about this whole money mindset or aha moments? I'd love to see that in the comment. Jack said even Jesus told us to pay our taxes, right?
Whoa,
taxes.
Look at Jack. Look at Jack's new logo. Oh,
check it out.
Yeah, like look it. At you. Yeah. That's awesome.
Here's another one, right? Don't complain about taxes. They're there. We those in modern civilization, taxes is what's given it to you. It's building the infrastructure behind everything you have. Be grateful for it. Be happy to pay it, right? It's a pain in the ass because it's so complicated. I don't like to do it. That's why I pay an accountant to do it.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's there for us. We can work the system to minimize that. On that note, you know, the beauty of having a business, right? Starting a CNC business, once you get some sales rolling in, right, then you formally start a business, an LLC, right? In 3 years, you do have to be generating a profit. But the idea is this gets written off on my business.
Mine does too.
Half the rent of my apartment is a business expense. My internet is a business expense. So it's not after tax expenses. If it was a paycheck type of income, it's a before tax expense because it's a business expense. Right.
Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about how when you first started, because you have such a very successful business now. Let's talk about that a little bit, because that has been one of my number one questions for a really long time as a small business owner and even as a creator. I know what I was taught about business and about reinvesting into the business, but how much did you reinvest into the business before you started, say, taking a paycheck? But before even that, like, let's like go way back. How did you start to build this humongous business? Like, I know your mindset, I know your goals, but how did you start that reinvestment process with paying your bills, keeping up with the everyday, but also building a business and generating revenue for yourself?
Well, so when everything was started, I was still paying for it out of pocket. Right. My retirement money was paying for my business, which was, for what I was doing. It bought my first CNC router, which was a Bob's, right? And the tooling and what have you. I had no revenue coming in. I started the channel in October 2021. And I just, I still laugh because my living room right over there was my shop. So here, I'm going to say, when I started my business, it was literally in my living room on my kitchen table, a CNC machine that was throwing dust everywhere throughout my entire apartment. If you actually saw it, if you came in here, there was a table, a machine, and a few things on the windowsill.
Okay. Right.
So anyway,
that's incredible. Holy shit.
So I, at some point I started to see that there's a need, right? And so I invested $6,000 in router bits. Right. And so $6,000. So now it's down to maybe $15,000 left to my name after that. And all I did was just talk about it on my channel. I got this coming up, coming up. Right. My first day, I sold the $5,000 in sales. Right. That was just the surge. And then it trickled down. And I'd have 1 to 3 orders a day. So the reinvestment, I started a business account. And so everything stayed in the business account. I literally paid myself if the money was there. I didn't actually start paying myself until, I don't really remember, until after I got an accountant. I think I was still pulling money out of my own personal.
Okay.
But there was some money in the account, in the business account. So I'd give myself enough to eat and pay my rent.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
Other than that, the money was going back into investing in more bits. Pretty much that was it. I fortunately had a lot of training in how to build an online business before I got under the mentorship of my mentor. All right. So I knew how to work that end of it to make it work for me. It was just reinvesting, but always paid myself, right? I got to a point where I was always paying myself something.
Okay.
Right. So when you're making money, you got to pay yourself first, right? You got to pay yourself something. You want to get in the habit of giving something to you as a reward. Right. If we are constantly just dumping that money all 100% back in the business, we're not gaining anything out of it. All right. So even if it's a dollar, just give yourself.
Like you're on a hamster wheel.
Right. If you make a $30 sale, take $3 out of that and put it in your own personal account. Right. Mm-hmm. I would not put it in a spending account, because you want to get in the habit of allowing that to grow a little bit too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that's good. Yeah. So that was something that I did too, was obviously the business account. That's so incredible. after I developed my LLC, obviously got a business account, and then hired an accountant as well. And just keeping all of your books straight is so important. I know a lot of people are probably like, oh, you know, I know as beginners, we just kind of want to like throw all of our receipts in a shoebox at the end of the year and like, here, you know, figure it out. But you really need to keep, just get in the habit of building good habits out of the gate. Because when you're building a business, you want it to be successful. So like anything else in your life, if you're just tossing sections of it, you know, in a box, or being unintentional with it, where do you think it's going to go? I mean, you have to be intentional with everything. Okay. Let's see. Boy, there are so many comments.
There are a lot of comments.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry, guys, if we cannot get to your comment. I am trying to, yeah. I know Garrett's kind of moving forward and I'm kind of going backwards trying to see if there's anything that we missed here.
Keep looking, but I'll just answer this one. The key to starting is not starting with debt. I agree. If you do start it with debt, your number one focus on your revenue is to pay that debt off. Right? Mm-hmm. If you have a habit of debt, you've got to break that habit. Debt is one of the worst money suckers and the energy suckers on the planet, right? It'll take you, it'll suck out your energy, your financial enthusiasm. Stay away from the debt. That came from fake user. Someone asked about, I can't find the comment, but they said, why an LLC? Why not a sole proprietorship? So,
I'll let you speak on that.
Yeah. When you start off as sole proprietor, right? You can declare yourself business sole proprietor. And basically all that does is let you write some things off, but you are not protected in any way, shape, or form as a sole proprietor. So if you create something and for whatever reason they come back and sue you, everything you own is at the disposal of being grabbed at, right? LLC puts a little bit of a wall between you, your personal items, because an LLC is a separate entity. The business is acting as an entity, and you're just a member of the LLC. And with an LLC, you can take distributions as opposed to payroll. What that means is you will not pay Social Security taxes or some other taxes. You'll just have like a 15% baseline, right? But you can also take payroll. As an LLC owner, you're technically not an owner of a company. You're a member of the company. Mm-hmm. Right. So
there's a lot of really good advantages to even having an accountant. You don't have to be a big business like Garrett. You can be a small business like me. I still put all of my business stuff with my personal income taxes, and they all still get filed under my husband's Social Security numbers, because we file jointly, obviously. But it does provide protection, but also you learn a lot when you have an accountant about just, especially about certain little things that you're like, oh, I didn't know that. Or, oh, I didn't know that. So someone kept saying to me, you know, I don't have a bathroom in my shop. So why don't I, you know, write off part of my house to use the bathroom? And they were like, my accountant was like, well, do you use that bathroom exclusively? Or do you use that as, you know, do you use that in your actual home? And I'm like, no, I use it in my home. And he's like, then it just like, it outweighs things. So things that we think are, you know, a green flag for taxes, your accountant's like, nope, let's just not do that. And honestly, it's not that much extra as far as an expense. So just do it.
Yeah, I like this one from Jack. He said his wife said it to me. You're just a dreamer. You know what? The people that rock the planet are the dreamers that take action.
Yeah.
Right? In big ways or in little ways of creating cool projects and going with it. Right. So yeah. Have those dreams and let them come alive on that paper. And when if you're getting pushback on it, you know, you can either talk to them and say, you know what, this is who I am. I didn't bring this to you to tell me I'm crazy. I brought it to you to support me. Right. If you can't do that, then we have an issue and you have to deal with it however you need to deal with it. Right.
Yeah. And sometimes you just have to preface and tell people, say, listen, I just need for you to just listen to me. I don't need a solution. I don't need you to fix it. I just want you to hear me, just to listen to what I'm saying. All right. Oh my goodness. Okay. Let's see.
And the great thing about putting what you want on a list is even if later you decide it's not important, you can replace it with something that is. Exactly. Tammy said it. She felt like she had permission, right? And that's really what this is doing. It's giving you permission to say, wait a minute, I am worth having stuff, and I am worth earning money in a business, and I'm worth having money, right? That's the whole money. That's the whole thing about this whole thing. It's mindset, money mindset, and we're kind of going into a bigger picture. Allow yourself to think about what you want. Get it written down. Here's why I like writing down, because we're not just thinking something, but we're actually taking action and doing it, and we're bringing it into real life on a piece of paper, and now it's there. It's like, holy shit, I just wrote that I want, you know, my Ferrari. Wow, you know, you know, and suddenly, and it's kind of just, oh, I like that feeling. I like the idea of having these things like that. You see,
it does. It gives you permission to say yes, because in a world kind of like ours today, it's no, we can't do that right now. No, we can't have that. No, we can't buy that. And this type of mindset transforms you and allows you to say, yes, I'm going to build that, you know? And if ladies in the group, if you need somebody to be your cheerleader when you're having a bad day, reach out to me, on Facebook Messenger, reach out to me in the group. And, you know, or just send me a message and say, man, I'm struggling. I need somebody to just be a dang cheerleader for me. I just got like surrounded with negativity. And it's so crazy for me to even think about it, because I hear this one thing on Instagram all the time. And it was a reel that went around forever and a day. And it said, a client will become a customer before your friends will become a customer. And I was like, yes, it's so crazy. I cannot tell you the amount of people and new friendships I have built with my clients, because I've talked with them, we've worked together, we've created together, and then they've been repeat customers. But the amount of people that are like my close friends that know me personally that would come to me and like want to buy something is so much smaller, which is insane. Because I have so many people like at my kids' sporting events and places, they're like, oh, I see your work all the time. You know, you have such beautiful work. But man, I'm like, good, buy something. Support me. Help me build my business. And sometimes I get a few hits. Sometimes I don't. But man, 90% of the times it's other people that they'll buy from you more than, you know, Sandy Smith down the road that knows you from since you were knee high to a grasshopper, you know.
Right.
Who knows? Who knows what people are thinking?
There's one comment here from Facebook user said he made it $40,000 in his first year CNC. And so this is somebody that dove into it, right? And they barreled into it. They had the whatever they did, they had the right clientele, they were hitting the right things, and you know, had a good network, whatever it might have been. But for everyone else, right, if you're just starting off on this, you know, that we'll get to that, right? This is about allowing you to expand yourself and be worthy of money. Be worthy of receiving that money that you're going to get as a result of doing what you're doing, is building a CNC business. So, Kate, what have you pulled away from this one?
I really think it's important to give, like Tammy said so beautifully, you have to give yourself permission. You really do. I was sitting here thinking about just briefly last week's session, you know, about that guilt and about being open to receiving what the world has for you, or what, you know, I'm a very big Christian. So what God has planned for me and his design for me. And I have had very in-depth conversations with him. And I have said, Lord, I need for you to hear my prayers, and I need for you to not feel like my children, I'm abandoning them to come out and do this business. And because, you know, in the beginning they were like, you know, you're always in your shop, mom, you're always in your shop. You don't pay any attention to us. You don't do anything with us anymore. And it was so heartbreaking and I hated it. And it made me want to give up, and it made me just be like, you know what? I'm just going to focus on being a mom, because that's what they need right now. But, you know, my mindset was like, I love my children, but they are not always right. And God has bigger plans for me. And so last week when I was telling you that my son, because my dog was barking and it was crazy in here, my son was tapping on my window in my shop, and he was having a campfire doing s'mores. And he's like, can we light the fire? Because he was waiting for me to come out for my live and to go cook s'mores with him on the campfire, which was so fun. But after I got done, he was like, Mom, I love you. I'm so proud of you. Like, you're on YouTube. You're so cool.
Yay.
You know, I know that sounds so crazy, but it's just like, it's sacrifice, yes, but allow yourself to do those things, because my kids are turning a corner. My husband is turning a corner. My friends and family are really seeing me thrive and come into my own, and they're seeing me not only grow, but also become a better person in this journey, in this mindset transformation that I'm in. So I know a lot of people are going to say mindset, thinking, oh, it's, you know, it's here nor there, but it really is transformative and it's so powerful. So,
yeah. And Kate, I can say, you know, watching you just over these 7 weeks doing this, this has changed quite a bit. We had conversations before this time about people that you engage with that are, you know, some are closer to you and stuff, and learning how to work past that, right? And so all this stuff is what this is ultimately doing is giving you and everybody who's actually taking some action here, you're taking your sense of power back. I like the idea that we are sovereign beings, right? Meaning we are in our own right, our own spirit. We've been given life to do something, right? And many of us have lived.
We have a purpose.
Many of us have lived life under the rules of other people, saying things like money doesn't grow on trees, and so, well, screw that, I'll make it grow on trees, damn it, right? Or whatever it may be that we're putting us in a box. And what we're trying to do here, what we are doing, just get the word try out of there, right, is what we're doing is we are blasting that box wide open and giving you that ability to go after what you were brought here for, right?
Yes.
So yeah, Jeff,
absolutely.
Anything else? That's
hello. Don't.
Andy says his wife is on the other side of the moon hearing all this. He loves it.
Aww. Oh, I like what Michael, not sure how you pronounce his last name, but it's 917.
Go ahead.
Says, remember that once you set your goal, there is never a straight path to that goal. Never give up and learn to adjust your path. Mm-hmm. Yep. Amen, yep. Brother.
We're always taught that getting from point A to point B in our success and our personal mission is just a nice, easy bike ride up a nice, gentle hill. But it's actually like that.
I was like this. Yeah. And then my bike got a flat tire, and then I went off in the left field, and then I had to roll it back.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. I saw a Facebook post the other day, and it said, I fell off the diet wagon. I dragged it into the woods. I sat down, I ate my cupcakes, and then I set it on fire. Yeah, sometimes that's how it, sometimes how it goes in business. We just have to, like, set it on fire, scrap that idea, start over, and, you know, start with that.
Right.
I like what Richard said too.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. He said, right under Michael, he said, I hope that the stuff that Kate pounds into my head, she decides to mentor me. So yes. Richard, thank you for joining in on the live. This week has been insane. I'm so sorry. It's just been a whirlwind of a week. But yes, I have been chatting with Richard, and I am doing some mentoring for those of you who are interested. I do training in Vectric training, and on, you know, the CNC or whatever it is you may need. I've become pretty proficient with Vectric. There still are some things that I'm not familiar with, but I am absolutely happy to mentor you. If you want to reach out to me, you can shoot me a message through my website, which is just riseandshinewoodsigns.com. There's a section to contact me. You can reach out directly through that. So I would really love if anyone's struggling, newbies, we've all been there. As you can see, my journey has progressed.
Right. So when we talk mentoring, are we talking some business mentoring now, or are we just talking the training?
No, just the training. No, okay. I am still very much a mentee.
Kate, I honestly, today I was thinking she's getting really close to being able to be kind of a first level thing. So, but ooh, when it comes to business level mentoring with Kate, I will not let her do it for free. And here's why. People do not respect free, right? We're not there as a catch all. She's learning a skill just like I did. And she's investing a lot of time to get that skill. I've invested a lot of money. I probably invest $100,000 just in this every year. Right. It's literally going to
learning is so important.
Yep. And finally, the thing on the money thing, right? If we're not willing to invest in ourselves, we will never get to where we want to get to. The most important investment you can make is in your mindset. Right.
Yep.
And we have to be willing to spend money to do that, because that breaks away the oh my God, it's too expensive. I can't do that. All we're doing is we're holding ourselves. We're using money as our gate again. That's another form of keeping ourselves down in the money aspect. Right. Money has to flow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So invest in yourself. So all right. With that, the last one is from Facebook user. You guys are inspiring. I love this. And with that, we are going to check out. This has been an awesome session, high energy. I felt it. Kate, I definitely tell you are making some very serious leaps and bounds here. So good job.
Good.
Yeah. And with that.
Awesome.
Yep. So say bye to everybody, and we're going to click this
off.
Bye,
guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
We've come to the end of the podcast, and I hope that you understand this idea of money mindset and why it is so important to have a positive perspective of money and to be open to yourself to see where you may have negative outlooks on money and those who have wealth. We have to embrace wealth all around us, no matter who has it, no matter what we think of them. Wealth, we have to see it as a good thing. Money is a good thing. Money gives you comfort. It provides for you. And By having wealth, you can help others. With that, this is Garrett with IDC Woodcraft. Have a great day, better tomorrow, and happy CNCing.